A Powerful Friend by Edith Nesbit. My mother was the best of cats. She washed us kittens all over every morning, and at odd times during the day she would wash little bits of us, say an ear or a paw or a tail tip, and she was very anxious about our education. I'm afraid I gave her a great deal of trouble, for I was rather stout and heavy, and didn't take a very active or graceful part in the exercises which she thought good for us. Our gymnasium was the kitchen rug. There was always good fire in the grate, and it seemed to me so much better to go to sleep in front of it than to run round after my own tail, or even my mother's, though, of course, that was a great honour. As for running after the reel of cotton when the cook dropped it, or playing with the tassel of the blind cord, or pretending that there were mice inside the paper bag, which I knew to be empty, I confess that I had no heart or imagination for these diversions. "Of course, you know best, mother," I used to say, "but it does seem to me a dreadful waste of time. We might be much better employed." "How better employed?" asked my mother severely. "Why," I answered, "in eating or sleeping." At first my mother used to box my ears and insist on my learning such little accomplishments as she thought necessary for my station in life. "You see," she would say, "all this playing with tails and reels and balls is a preparation for the real business of life." "What is that?" asked my sister. "Mouse catching," said my mother very earnestly. "There are no mice here," I said, stretching myself. "No, but you will not always be here. And if you practice the little tricks I show you, then when the great hour comes and a career is open to you and you see before you the glorious prize, the mouse, you'll be quick enough and clever enough to satisfy the highest needs of your nature." "And supposing we don't play with our tails," I said. "Then," said my mother bitterly, "you may as well lie down for the mice to run over you." Thus, at first she used to try to show me how foolish it was to think of nothing but eating and sleeping, but after a while she turned all her attention to teaching my brother and sister, and they were apt pupils. They despised nothing small enough to be moved by their paws, which could give them an opportunity of practicing. They didn't mind making themselves ridiculous, a thing which has always been impossible with me. I've seen Tabby, my sister, in the garden, playing with dead leaves, as excited and pleased as though they had been the birds which she foolishly pretended that they were. I thought her very silly then, but I lived to wish that I had taken half as much trouble with my lessons as she did with hers. My mother was very pleased with her, especially after she caught the starlings. This was a piece of cleverness which my sister invented and carried through entirely out of her own head. She made friends with one of the cows at the farm near us, and used to go into the cow house and jump on the cow's back. Then, when the cow was sent out into the field to get her grassy breakfast, my sister used to go with her, riding on her back. Now, birds are always very much on the lookout for cats, and, if they can help it, never allow one of us to come within half a dozen yards of them without taking to those silly wings of theirs. I never could see why birds should have wings, so unnecessary. But birds aren't afraid of cows, for cows are very poor sportsmen and never care to kill and eat anything. Now, the back of a cow is the least place where you'd think of looking for a cat, so when the starlings saw the cow coming, they didn't think it worthwhile to use their wings, and when the cow was quite close to the birds, beautiful, fat, delightful birds, my sister used to pick out with her eye the fattest starling, and then leap suddenly from the cow's back onto her prey. She never missed. "I've never known," said my poor mother, with tears of pride in her green eyes. "I've never known a cat do anything so clever." "It's all your doing, dear mother," said my sister prettily. "If you hadn't taught me so well when I was little, I should never have thought of it." And they kissed each other affectionately. I showed my claws and growled. My mother shook her tabby head. "Oh, Buff," she said, "if you had only been willing to learn when you were little, you might have been..."